Organizing for Life, written by Sandra Felton. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Revell Books. Stay tuned to hear an exclusive interview with the author at the end of this audio. I'm Melinda Schmidt. Chapter 1. It's not about the house. It's not about the house. It really isn't. It's about the person who lives in the house. And that's you. You may go to your neighbor's houses, as I did, and find them sipping coffee at 10 in the morning, surrounded by tidy areas and shining surfaces. You, on the other hand, don't want to invite others to your place. If you are like I was, you may not even want to spend much time there yourself. Too much disorder, clutter, and mess. That translates into frustration, emotional drain, and just plain work for you, when you do it. I used to dream of moving into a new apartment, leaving all of my things and maybe even my family behind, and starting over clean. My longing was palpable. I yearned for order, beauty, harmony, peace, anything to get the burden of messiness off my back. Deep down, I knew it wasn't about the house. If my imaginary apartment had become real, it would have become just as cluttered, with or without my family, as the house I wanted to leave behind. It was about me. I was the one constant that made every place I lived the same. I was doing something mysterious that I was unaware of, that invariably muddled my environment wherever I went. What was it?